How do you avoid the turnovers?
Don't let it happen. You know, you got to secure the ball, be smart with it.
Is your productivity related to that?
What now?
Has there been a little bit of a drop off in your productivity? Is that connected to what you were just talking about?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we get 7 turnovers and 2 losses, I mean, that takes away from, you know, the time we have the ball, the chances we get, opportunities we get to score.
How much did it hurt, though? I mean, you were missing 3 of your top 4 guys.
Yeah, you know, it hurts. When Stoke came out, you know, it kind of hurt us on third downs. And then without Eddie and without Tony, we were a little limited. So hopefully we get some of those guys back this week. We'll have to wait and see.
How is that going to be, possibly Tony and Eddie back? Do you feel like that's necessary to get the offense back the way it was?
No, we can win without them. I mean, we won without B the first week. We can win without those guys. I mean, we just got to limit our turnovers and take care of the ball and take advantage of the situations we got.
Personally, you get a little more juiced up on Monday night?
I like Monday nights. You know, I like playing at night. It's fun. Obviously, get to go to New England, play one of the top teams in the league the past 6-7 years. So, it's going to be exciting.
What do you think New England's defense from
Washington? You know, Belichick, I mean, one of the best defensive minds in the game. Changes up from week to week. So, we're just going to wait and see what happens. You know, see that first drive, mix it up a little bit, and see how they're going to play us.
You've got a lot of attention the last month or so because of the start of this team. Has that been tough to deal with, or is that something you kind of anticipated with just the national attention?
I mean, anytime you're winning, you're going to get more attention, you know. And, you know, it's not just me. It's Brandon. It's Eddie. It's all the guys. It's the defense. So once we got to that hot start, people jumped on the bandwagon a little bit.
How much have you heard about that Elway quote that's been circulating around since you said it? Did you know it was going to cause a stir when you said it?
I'm not that worried about it, you know. What's done is done, what's said is said, and, you know, we're moving on to New England.
Is your arm as strong as his?
To what?
Talk about your arm strength in comparison to his. Do you think your arm was as strong as his was?
Yeah. I already answered that.
What do you think about what Matt Castle mentioned?
You know, it's tough. You know, I mean, it's kind of like Aaron replacing Favre in Green Bay, you know. I mean, Tom Brady, I think he's the best quarterback in the league. And having to step into those shoes and live up to those expectations, it's tough, especially with what their offense did last year. So, you know, I feel for him. A lot. You know, I mean, to go 16-0 and then to get to the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowls they won in the past years, it's a great team, you know. And they've had some struggles this first quarter of the season, but, you know, you can't take away from what they've done. And they know how to win. They know how to win big games. And, you know, it's going to be a tough test for us this week.
Can you imagine anybody going 16-0
again? Yeah, it'll happen again. I think so.
What did Pittman bring to your offense
last year? You know, a little banged up. Running back was selling out. And Pitt, I think he understands this offense, understands what we're trying to accomplish in the run game. He's one cut and he gets downhill, and you know, he brought a little energy, and hopefully we get it again this week.
It just seems like you're being honest here with John Brandon a lot less. I'm not sure that due to the fact that you were missing the other guys.
A little bit of both, a little combination. You know, we want to get the ball to Brandon as much as possible. I think we scripted some of those plays early to get him going, and but I mean, they took him away a lot. I mean, they played some different coverages we weren't really expecting, and took him away a little bit. So I mean, we got to expect the same thing this week for them to try to take him out of the ballgame.
Do you sense the expectations have changed from the outside based on that quick start you had when you were scoring 38, 40 points a game? That the expectations are now there, the bar has been set there now for the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. Watching film, you know, we expect to put up 30, 40 points every game, and, you know, that's kind of the bar that we've set. And as an offense, you know, if we don't achieve that, we're obviously disappointed, and we got to go back and look at what we've done and try to figure it out. So, I mean, this week is no different.
It's been a couple games now still since you've been sacked again. How much has it helped you not
get hit? I mean, any quarterback doesn't want to get hit. Way the offensive line's playing, you know, we saw some blitzes early in the year, and they protected so well, and we adjusted, and haven't really seen a lot the past 2 games, so I don't know what's going to happen this week. But those guys are playing well, got all the confidence in the world. It's really good. He's really good. It's tough for a young guy to come in and play like that, but, you know, they threw him in at the starting lineup in OTAs, and he's been learning ever since, and him and, you know, the rest of the guys are playing well.
Brandon said after the game that he's got to stop running around like, you know, he did last year.
No.
you can't really change that from him. I mean, I'm sure that was just frustration from the
offense. Yeah, I mean, that's just frustrating, you know. I mean, I fumbled, he fumbled, and, you know, that's part of Brandon's game. That's what he does. He brings that aggressiveness to our offense. He's always attacking, and you know, he can't change that. I don't think. I mean, I don't think even he can change it on the field. I mean, it's just how he plays. He's got to take care of the ball, and he understands that.
Yeah.